give an update on Steven Nicklaus' status.
Update on Steven. Steven has a leg injury, and he will not play in the game this week. So
anticipate he'll be available the next week.
Well, again, we have a plan that how we work our starters in the fourth preseason game. I think you can check our record, and that'll kind of indicate what our plans are with our starters.
I guess what I'm asking, do you expect him to be ready for the first regular season week?
Yes.
Thoughts overall, how camp finally came together and what you guys got out of your evaluations?
Well, camp is over in one sense, but it's not. We got a lot of work done in terms of installing our offense, defense, and special teams for the third time and got to get a chance to evaluate guys, but it's far from over. We've still got two more weeks before we get into our regular season first game. And we still got a bunch of evaluations to make. There's a bunch of guys, as I said, when we started camp, this is going to be the most competitive camp that we've ever had, or at least since our first year. And I still believe that there's a lot of guys fighting for roster spots and fighting for jobs.
What were your impressions of Tony Gonzalez back in practice today?
It didn't look like he missed the step. Tony... is in his game week preparation mode now. We're going to play him in the ball game on Saturday, and look forward to seeing him out there competing in practice, but more importantly, playing in the ball game up in Nashville.
That's an unusual situation for a guy.
So
deciding whether to do this with him, did you factor in how that could be perceived, by his teammates?
Absolutely looked at all the different scenarios, and I believe this. Any player that I coach that goes to 15 Pro Bowls and has a situation with his family that would force him to miss time, I'll gladly do it for him. And I think our players understand that. I'll sign a contract with any of them right now. If they go to 15 Pro Bowls and they've got a situation where they can't with their family that they need some time off, I will gladly agree to that.
With the personnel, Snelling back today, where is he as far as his condition?
He's playing in the game.
Yeah.
Yes, he's playing in the game. We'll have the other guys back on Wednesday. Robert James and Brady Ewan, they'll be prepared to practice on Tuesday. So they'll be full participants. They did their last rehab run today. They'll be full participants in practice. So we're going to continue to get guys healthy. As we've said from the very beginning, our number one goal is to have as many guys healthy as we possibly can for that opening game. So I like where we're at in terms of the guys that are banged up right now.
Coach, how important is this week, considering this is the week that you guys are going to see a lot of action? Practice being sharp. Talk about this week.
Well, this week is a completely different week than what we've experienced all through training camp. We've got scout teams that will be executing opponents' offense and defense, so we'll have not as many snaps. We'll have less snaps, and we'll actually be game planning, albeit it's only two preseason games. We'll be game planning for the Tennessee Titans, just like we would do for our regular season games. It helps the coaches probably more than the players to go through the process of getting back into the sequence of a week, what we're going to do on Monday, what we're going to do on Tuesday, how we install on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So it's just a dry run for us because the following week is a short week where we're going to have a Thursday night game.